As one might imagine, Oracle Open World and the Java 1 conference is a pretty busy time for an Oracle executive, so the server side was pretty lucky to get an audience with Michael Lehman, Oracle's VP of Product Management. Mike's actually not on the Java 1 docket. He's presenting a couple of sessions at Oracle Open World in the Moscone's main building. Topics that he's covering are things like Oracle's API platform cloud and container-centric microservices development. But despite his absence from the Java 1 docket, we do know that Mike is an ardent advocate of the Java platform. And so when we got a chance to talk to him, the first thing we wanted to know was, from an Oracle insider's perspective, what's going on in terms of the Java platform?
You know, the big news, of course, is that we've released Java SE 9, and it's got, you know, all the cool new stuff that's happening there. Jigsaw is finally available, so people can actually build modular, lightweight applications with it. Things like the JShell REPL tool came out with it. I think there's upwards of, 150-odd new features within the platform. So a major new release of Java SE 9. Likewise on Java EE, it's been a bit of a road to get it out. We finally have it out there. So Java EE 8 came out. Same thing, a bunch of new features in the product line or the offering in terms of like JSON parsing, JSONB, the new version of CDI, HTTP 2, Servlet 4, a large number of features across both areas. I think probably what is most interesting that's happened in both sides, though, is sort of we've changed almost like the development and release model around things. So I think you know on the Java SE side, we are moving to the plan is to go to a six-month cadence release cycle. And along with that, Oracle will be providing OpenJDK builds under the GPL licensing model. So that's a big change for Oracle. And then the other piece that I think is quite cool and people are pretty excited about is the alignment between Oracle JDK, which has a number of proprietary features like Java Flight Recorder that will be bringing and open sourcing those into the OpenJDK as well. So there'll be alignment over time between Oracle JDK and OpenJDK. So as you know, a bunch of work there. I don't know if you're tracking what we did today. So on the Java EE side, you know, we announced, I think it was roughly 2 weeks ago, that we had selected Eclipse as the foundation that we would be moving Java EE technologies towards. And so that was sort of a big change to open up Java EE, and a lot of it was to make Java EE, we expect in this new sort of foundation vehicle, to be a lot more nimble and open to change. As I mentioned at the front end, it was, you know, 3 or 4 years to get to Java EE 8. Part of the goal is to enable it to work in a much more nimble, flexible community where we can actually get releases out more quickly. We just collaborated with the Eclipse Foundation to get our top-level charter out. So there's a new charter out for what we are now calling Eclipse Enterprise for Java is the proposal that we have out there. So it's sort of another part of the overall story.
Oracle never seemed to enjoy the same level of affection that Sun Microsystems had, and when they acquired Java, there always was a lot of cynicism within the community. Looking back over the years, would you say that being the stewards of the Java platform was a curse or a blessing for Oracle?
I treat it. I've been here through the entire process. I actually think it has been a good thing. It certainly has had its challenges, so there's a good diplomatic answer for you. As we've gone through it, we've learned a lot, but I think we are in, you know, this phase of the cycle, I think, sort of understanding better how to deal with it. I think when we started, we took on a very challenging situation. As you probably recall, there were a number of security issues that came up after the acquisition of Sun, and it sort of you know, Oracle doubled down on its investment to really solve those issues. And, you know, at that time, I think a lot of people saw the Oracle stewardship very positively. We sort of invested and did a bunch of things to actually, I guess, right in the direction of Java. To your point, I think we've had ebbs and flows since then. Now I feel like we maybe sort of we've set off in a direction that I think actually is a positive one. So I'm hoping that we're on the upside of the stewardship. But certainly, yes, I wouldn't call it a curse for sure. I think it's actually been a good thing for Oracle. It's actually been good for the organization and the leadership to actually see how this goes. And like I say, this last chapter that we're in the middle of writing right now is actually quite an interesting one, and you know, thus far I think has been generally very positively received.
Now, given the titles of your Oracle World sessions, I don't have to tell you about the importance of microservices, but we're now seeing Java EE 8 and also the emergence of the microprofile. How does Java EE and microprofiles fit together, and how does Java EE framework help with microservice development?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. You know, I think the you know, one of the interesting, I guess, synergies for Java EE moving to Eclipse is obviously the alignment or, you know, habitation with microprofile technologies. And as you may know already, the folks at IBM, Red Hat, and Pyara have been starting to bring some JSRs into the JCP around microprofile. This move to Eclipse actually makes that sort of synergy between the two perhaps a little bit more clean and more integrated. So I think there's a really nice opportunity there to get to a lighter weight, if you will, Java EE set of technologies. That's, you know, I think what also is happening simultaneously, as you know, is the emergence of, you know, Docker and over the last 3-4 years as a containerization technology. One of the cool things that we did in Java at the sort of core, and I think it came out in April, we've been doing work with Alpine Linux and getting Java certified on that so you can get to a super lightweight Java containerized distribution model with Docker. So it's like a number of things are coming together around that to make it easy. And then, of course, with Jigsaw, I think you will see, I'm hoping that Mark does the demo that I've seen him do. He'll be showing on the Java 1 keynote stage, you know, building a super lightweight Java application using Jigsaw, publishing it as a container, and so showing how modularity sort of lets you get to a super small, lightweight, nimble model of building Java applications. So there clearly is a, you know, we're coming at it from both sides. I think the microprofile piece, Java EE inside of Eclipse, and that sort of movement there, and then the coming up from the bottom with the JDK itself, with Jigsaw and containers, there's a sort of a very natural synergy that's going to happen between the two to build lightweight applications. But we're building that right now, right? That's happening under our feet. So it's actually a pretty exciting time to be doing things in Java at this point.
So what would you like to see attendees have as takeaways when we conclude Java 1 and Oracle Open World?
So I think what I would like people to take away from this year's Java 1 is that we've done a large amount of change in Java, and it's really to rejuvenate it. There is a huge amount of innovation happening in the industry that we want Java to be part of. And you touched on, you know, containers as a great example. There's other areas that we will be talking about, stuff like serverless. You know, we think that Java is a great language for building serverless style applications. There's a great synergy for Java in the cloud. There's great synergy for Java for you know, artificial intelligence and machine learning. So, you know, the work that we did this summer to sort of, I don't know, put Java on a really good course, or we hope it's a really good course, believe it's a really good course going forward, we think sets it up for that next generation of new innovative things that are happening in the industry. And what you'll see from Java 1, the sessions that we have there are going to touch on some of those cool areas.
The fact of the matter is Oracle has made some amazing announcements pertaining to the Java platform over the past couple of months, and those announcements are a product of the hard work that people like Mike Lehman and other people who are architects of the Java platform have been doing and started doing, probably at the beginning of last summer. It is an exciting time to be a Java developer, and it's good to see Oracle pushing the Java platform forward.